He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, July the 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio. Our best thing I can say right now, hey, look, the market's open. Everything's working. All the widgets are working on Wall Street today. Had a little technical glitch there yesterday, which should not have really affected trading in any way. But you know how irrational sometimes the markets can be. Let's sell everything because the computer's not working back there. Well, we're getting the rebound. We're getting back what we lost yesterday. Easy gum, easy go, easy come. That's kind of how it goes these days on Wall Street. But the bull market remains intact despite all of these gyrations from day to day. The Dow today is up 193 points. That's a 1.1% rise. We're at 17,709. The S&P 500 is up 22 points. That puts it at 2,068, about where it began the year, unfortunately. We've got a lot of wheel turning and spinning and not much headway so far this year. That's because earnings have stalled out. But I think they're going to pick up again. NASDAQ up 61 today, gaining back almost all of what it lost yesterday. That's a 1.25% move. The NASDAQ is at 4,970 now. Hey, crude oil's even up today. Look at that, a 2.7% jump in crude oil. $53.06 is what it'll cost you to bring home a barrel of crude from the local crude store. Gold is at 1164, the euro is at 1.10, and bond yields going right back up. We got down to 2.20, now we're back to 2.27, I think headed higher. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what a week, you know, as if we didn't have enough to worry about. Look, the market always climbs a wall of worry. And the biggest walls of worry recently, the biggest layers of bricks in that wall of worry lately have been Greece, have been China, have been the leveling off of earnings here in the U.S., and then add to it a computer glitch on the New York Stock Exchange. It's like, what else can happen? Well, I continue to remind people that you have to step back at times like that and look at the big picture of the market. How many times do you think over the last 6 years and 15 months that this bull market's been chugging higher, that we've had scares come along and you've had to step back and you've had to take a look at the big picture? Well, let's see what the app says right now. I'm talking about the Best Stocks Now app. When I type in SPY, which is the S&P 500, and I scroll down a little bit, it gets a Gunderson stock grade of B-, which translates right underneath that. It says hold. That means don't sell. Hold, okay? I've been bullish on the market since March 23rd, 2009, and I'm a market timer. And I'm looking at some point in time. Exit. Maybe it never happens all at once. It's one stock at a time here and there. And pretty soon the earnings start to falter. And pretty soon the economy stops growing. And pretty soon we're headed for a recession. And I don't see that yet. But I continue to watch it day by day. And I'll be updating those important numbers this week again in my newsletter. And we're taking on another special task in the newsletter this week. What's the truth about China? I hear all kinds of stories and very few of them have any truth behind it. We'll talk about China a little bit here in the first quarter of the show. Meanwhile, the economic reports here in the U.S., they haven't been great. But there's been no indication from any of the recent economic reports that we're headed for a recession. Jobless claims, the jobs market, one of the big factors that economists look at to determine whether or not an economy is still healthy or not. The latest numbers, the jobless claims come in at under 300,000 again, indicating that the jobs market is still healthy. And while the app says hold right now on that S&P 500, don't buckle at the knees, you still got to look at your individual stocks. I have raised some cash here recently. That happens through natural attrition. I have some rules that I live by. Not always. Sometimes I break my rules, and I usually live to regret it. But I have raised a little bit of cash recently. I looked at my overall cash position at Gunderson Capital Management. It's 36%. That's the highest it's been in quite some time. But I'm 64% invested. By the way, the app that says hold, a lot of people are holding the app out there. It was number 5 in the world yesterday. I get my report every day from App Annie. I don't know who she is, but she sends me an email every day and tells me how my app did in the App Store. And it's usually in the top 10 on a daily basis. It was number 5 yesterday amongst the financial apps. Look, it can't compare to Game of Thrones or whatever these games are, but it holds its own in the little financial world that I play in. We have until midnight tonight, Greece, to put that plan forth. I think of that song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And we went through the Greece situation at length this week. We talked about who Mr. Tsipras is and what he wants for the European Union. He wants a communist union. And I don't think the rest of the European Union is going to go along with that. Meanwhile, the pressure's really on the Greek people. They're feeling the pain because their stock market, look, our market was down for what, 3 hours and everybody had a conniption. Their markets are closed until July the 13th. If you don't think that's bad enough, their banks are closed until July 13th. Try getting along without an ATM machine for a week or two. Oh, now that's some pain there. So they have to submit their proposal of how they're going to reform a little bit and live within their means by midnight. Otherwise, they may start printing drachmas at some point in time. Now, here's the big question as it relates to China. A lot of people have written to me and said, Bill, you've commented a lot about Greece lately. What's going on in China? I'll tell you what's going on in China. It's just become irrational. And when things become irrational, you have to step away from an irrational market. There's two parts to my style of investing. One is valuation. And number two is relative strength, which really reflects the sentiment of the market beneath. And the sentiment has gone crazy on China right now. It's totally irrational. What about the valuation side? Well, I'm going to present this weekend in my newsletter the valuation of the Chinese market right now. What's the real truth? I hear people come on CNBC who tell me that many of these Chinese stocks are trading at 300 and 400 times earnings, just like the NASDAQ was back in 2000. Is that the truth? I hear other people tell me that China's reasonably valued right now. What's the truth? Well, numbers don't lie. You can listen to all kinds of opinions out there, and I've heard all kinds of wrong information going out on the valuation of the China index. A bubble can happen in a couple of ways. There's valuation bubbles, which we had in the year 2000 in the NASDAQ. When you did get P.E. ratios at 200 and 300, that was a valuation bubble and a sentiment bubble. Everybody had to get in on it. We had a valuation and a sentiment bubble in the single-family home market in 2006. This China situation's a crazy one because it's a sentiment bubble, and everybody thinks because it's a sentiment bubble that valuations must be out of control. Well, I'm going to produce a little study on this market, tell you what the individual components are and what P.E. ratios they're trading at, and give you the truth in my newsletter this weekend. there may be some tremendous buying opportunities. I know many stocks in the Chinese index that are trading at 5 to 6 times earnings and growing by 20% per year. That blows away anything in the U.S. markets. So we'll get a little bit of truth this week in the newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to make sure that you get it this weekend. And for the next weekend and the weekend after that, so that you can stay on top of the market. Because if you're relying on disinformation, that's not a good thing. When we come back, oh boy, I got a lot to talk about. I hope I can get through it all today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the app, the Best Stocks Now app, which was number five in the financial world on the App Store, and it's not just in the Apple App Store, it's in the Android, the Google Play Store. It's consistently in the top 10 in that store also, but it's also on the web. I still have people that say, I don't have a smartphone, I still have a dumb phone. That's okay. Do you have a computer at home? If you have a computer, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com. The market SPY, S-P-Y, says hold right now. Gold says sell, and it said sell for a long, long time. You can look up the asset classes. You can look up indexes. You can look up mutual funds. You can look up ETFs. You can look up individual stocks. The economy in the U.S. still remains adequate to keep this bull market going, but I'll be updating that in my newsletter this week. We have now begun earnings season, an all-important earnings season in my book. It will either confirm or deny what I've been telling you, that earnings are going to rebound and start growing again in the second half of this year, which is now underway, and that earnings are going to be considerably higher in the S&P 500 than they were this year. They were held back by some temporary situations this year. But I'm just using numbers. I'm going by the numbers, which I'll present to you again, and see if there's been any change since last week. That will be in my newsletter this week at pwstreet.com. Oh boy, we've got so much going on. I currently have 130 stocks out of about 4,200 that meet my rigid criteria. That doesn't mean they're automatic buys. I still go in and look at the stock chart, the one-year stock chart, which at some point in time we're going to add a link to look up a one-year stock chart. I'm working on it now to the app. That's how I make my final decision as to should I stay or should I go. Or should I buy? I just found one just now. I love it. And in a few minutes at the next break, we're going to buy it in the trading account, and I'm going to send out a push notification. Then I buy it 30 minutes after I send out the push notification. That's a Trade with Bill, a premium service that the app offers. Oh, we've got the Greek situation. You know, here's the bottom line, and the IMF today said it. Greece poses little risk on the global economy. Little risk. And yet the market trades like it's the end of the world. If Greece were to leave the euro or default on their loans or just this whole standoff's got the whole world on edge. But the bottom line is, and I go along with what the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, says, Greece poses little risk to the global economy. That's the bottom line. What's the truth on China? We'll present some numbers to you. This weekend, my new intern, my new number cruncher, oh boy, he's going to be crunching numbers today and tomorrow. I've already got his day planned for him when he gets in. He doesn't know what's going to hit him. So say, Mr. Intern, here, find out what they taught you in college. You're a Cal Poly San Luis Obispo graduate in economics. Here's your project for the day. Report back to me by tomorrow morning. He's going to have some fun. Then we're going to present to you the truth about China in the newsletter this weekend. We've got, I got a story to tell you. I have another guy, a young man that grew up with my son. Actually, they were friends through high school and whatnot, and he's also a graduate, four-year graduate from Brigham Young University. Let's see, what did he graduate in? I don't know if they're teaching him anything in college these days. I have to unlearn a lot of things that they've been taught, but hopefully they have a good foundation. He told me a story yesterday. He's my new financial planner here at Gunderson Capital Management. He called someone yesterday who had called us a year ago about opening an account with us. And he said, "Are you still interested in opening an account with us?" He said, "I wish I would have." He said, "Instead, I listened to somebody else. I shorted the market. I bought gold. I did everything that is completely opposite of what you've been saying to do, and all my cash is gone. I lost almost all my money." So you know what? The bottom line is, pick your gurus wisely, because there's plenty of guys out there that have been shooting darts at this bull market for the last 6 years, saying it was all fake, it was all smoke and mirrors, that gold was going to soar, that inflation was going to roar, and it didn't happen, that the dollar was going to crash. I'm not saying that it may not happen at some point in time, but in the meantime, you've had an excellent opportunity to triple your money in the market. So I thought that was a good little story. Now, here's a very important item here. What's going on right now? We have the first earnings report. We have the second earnings report. We have the third one. How's it going so far? Well, Alcoa, I thought they gave a pretty good report. They didn't say that the economy's collapsing. I mean, that's just one out of 500 in the S&P 500 that are going to report. But after number one, I would say there's no reason for me to back down from the numbers that I see right now of good earnings growth in the S&P 500 going forward, despite these two quarters where we've had a hiccup. Alcoa, I thought, was pretty good. Hey, Pepsi, aren't they a member of the S&P 500? Not only did they beat earnings, but they guided higher for next year. All right? I mean, is that a bellwether stock? Well, yes, it is a bellwether stock. So that's two for two in that S&P 500. But wait, that's not all. One that I own that we're going to feature in the next segment of the show, Walgreens, which is an $84 billion company. They also reported very good earnings. Aren't they a little bit of a bellwether for the consumer staples area of the market? Three for three. One NASDAQ company warned QLogic, and there's going to be warnings along the way. But at least for now, the first three companies are in, and so far, so good. And we'll be updating our numbers every single week, because what's the market looking to right now? The market is looking to next year's earnings, because it's pretty much scrubbed and written off this year as a flat year. Earnings have been growing every single year since the bottom of the market in 2009. We've gone from $55 per share in earnings on the S&P 500. This year we're going to make about $120 per share, and next year, at least as of right now, we're looking at about $130 to $133 per share, but that is subject to change. And that number, $130 to $133, holds the key to whether or not this bull market can continue for a seventh year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the final or the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have some earnings in. We've been waiting for the start of the earnings season. The second quarter of 2015 ended about 9 or 10 days ago, and companies have been tallying everything. They've had the CPAs look at it. They've had the CFO look at it. They've had the controllers look at it. And when they're positive that those earnings are accurate, they put them out for public perusal, which they have to stand up to that public perusal. And everybody looks to two things pretty much when a company reports earnings. They look to the top line, otherwise known as sales, otherwise known as revenues. How much did the company bring in into the cash registers? How much cash entered into the cash registers during the quarter. And those earnings are compared to the same quarter last year. And of course, this is indicative of whether or not a company is growing their earnings, staying the same, or their revenues and sales are shrinking. The second line that everybody looks at, and this is the bottom line, this is the one that is the most important, carries the most weight, is how much did they drop to the bottom line after they took all the money out of the cash register, stacked it all up into neat little bundles, and then paid all their bills. How much was left over? Oh, and don't forget that Uncle Sam comes along, takes about a 40% bite himself out of those profits. Then how much is left over? And then it's divided by the amount of shares, and you come up with an earnings per share. So Walgreens Boots Alliance, for instance, beat their earnings estimates by 15 cents. Because those earnings are compared with the same quarter last year. Let's see what Walgreens Boots Alliance made last year. They made made 97 cents in earnings a year ago. Same comparable quarter. This year they made $1.18. That's a 22% increase in earnings. Their sales were up 36%. Now, not only are they compared with the same comparable quarter last year, but they're also compared to what the analyst expected. And in this case, Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA, which operates 8,309 drug stores, including mail service and home care facilities in 50 states, the D.C. and Puerto Rico, they obviously came in and exceeded expectations. This is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a dividend-paying stock. It pays a dividend yield of 1.5%. I would imagine most everybody listening to this show has been inside of a Walgreens at one time or another in their life and is familiar with the product and is familiar with the brand and knows what Walgreens is all about. Now, this is not a young, aggressive growth company at this stage of their life. They're growing by about 9-10% per year. Going forward, they're expected to grow by about 13-14% per year. They did buy Boots Alliance, another company, and added that to their portfolio. And they'll continue to grow organically by building more stores, by making acquisitions, etc. But it's been a pretty good stock over the years. And in fact, I reported that there's only 130 stocks in my database right now out of 4,200 that currently meet my criteria. But when I bought Walgreens Boots Alliance, it met my criteria, and it still meets my criteria. In fact, it's ranked number 156 out of 4,163 stocks. The first thing I see here in Walgreens Boots Alliance is that over the last 5 years, it has doubled the returns of the S&P 500. That's the performance side of the equation. That's the relative strength side of the equation. It has delivered some very big alpha to investors over the last 5 years. That tells me a couple things, that they're growing, because without the earnings growth, you would not have seen this stock price appreciation. And although I don't know the management personally, I think they've done a pretty good job of managing this franchise, and they've done a pretty good job in the eyes of the shareholders. When a CEO gets up and says, look, shareholders, over the last 5 years, between our dividend and our stock price appreciation, you guys have averaged 28% per year. By comparison, the S&P 500 has delivered 13.8% per year. We're pretty proud of our performance here at WBA. Over the last 3 years, shareholders, investors in the company, stockholders, employees, insiders, we've delivered 46% per year, while the market's delivered 14.7%. All of this can be looked up on the Best Stocks Now app, which was really one of the driving forces that made me invent the app. I wanted a place where I could go and look up the performance of a stock like I could a mutual fund. And there was nowhere that gave me that information in a very easy to understand format, so I had to invent it myself, along with other criteria that I deemed to be important in the analysis of a stock. Furthermore, the CEO could tell shareholders at their annual shareholders meeting that over the last 12 months, the S&P 500 is only up 4.2%. That's it. You go back a year ago today to where we are today, the market's up 4.2%. Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA, which is a large cap stock, $85 billion company on the New York Stock Exchange, has delivered 23%. Market 4, Walgreens 23. That gives it a performance grade. When I compare Walgreens versus all the other 4,200 stocks in my database, indexes, mutual funds, ETFs, it gets a performance grade of B+. Like I say, this isn't a fast growth, aggressive stock. It's not one that you're going to buy this week and trade it and go in and out of it. It's just been a very steady growth story now for a lot of years. Okay, that's the performance side of the story. What is the valuation side of the story? Well, when I take Walgreens earnings estimates, which are going to go higher since they beat earnings here with their recent report, I see that they're expected to make $4.42 in earnings next year, which will be a 21% increase. That's not bad for an $85 billion company, by the way. And I see the analysts' expectations are that the company's expected to grow those earnings by about 13 to 14% per year over the next 5 years. So we take that $4.42 and we extrapolate it out over the next 5 years. We put a multiple on that potential earnings number. 5 years from now, I come up with the target price of about $151 per share. The stock is currently trading at $89 per share. Now, if we go into a recession in the U.S., will that impact Walgreens? More than likely. Maybe not as much as other companies. It's not as much of a cyclical as Ford or a home builder would be. It's pretty much a consumer staple. People still need their shampoo and their prescription drugs and whatever else you buy from Walgreens. Beef jerky, don't forget that. Oberto's beef jerky from the checkout counter. Walgreens, in my opinion, is currently a best stock now. And we strive to own best stocks now. I do my best at Gunderson Capital Management. It's about a 3 to 4% position in my growth and income portfolio. It pays a dividend, 1.6%, and it is one that we currently own at Gunderson Capital Management, and it's in that dividend portfolio. You know, I just think that given this rising interest rate environment that we're in, I don't like the bond market. I don't like bonds for income. But if you're in the bond market and you're holding your bonds to maturity, fine. But most people don't do that. They're in bond funds, which are very, very sensitive to rising interest rates. I prefer right now in this environment, in a rising interest rate environment, a dividend-paying stock portfolio. You say, isn't that riskier than bonds? Well, it's all relative, isn't it? Bonds can be very, very risky, especially in a rising interest rate environment. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the Best Stocks Now app and what it's saying about the S&P 500 now, what it's saying about the gold market now, what it's saying about the bond market now, what it's saying about foreign markets now. And, of course, there's two sides to that equation. There's valuation and there's sentiment and relative strength, and they have to come together. And when one of those gets out of whack, well, then they drop drastically in their ranking. And right now you have a few things out of whack. The Chinese market, what's the truth about the Chinese market? The sentiment is saying that it's way overvalued, that it's a bubble. It's a valuation bubble. Well, that market has become irrational for now. In this week's newsletter, I'm going to present the numbers behind China, because what's it all come down to in the end? At the end of the day, I like to make the market really simple. I like to make the analysis of stocks really simple. It comes down to their bottom line earnings. What impact will this event have on bottom line earnings? Okay, the IMF says Greece will have very little impact on the global economy. Now let's translate that to an individual stock here in America that I just featured on my show, not as a recommendation, but as an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. And I think I backed it up with numbers and evidence and facts that showed it to be a superior stock. Will it continue to be a superior stock? Well, that's up to the CEO, and that's up to the economy, and that's up to all kinds of different forces. That's why I stay on top of these things on a daily basis. But let's put Walgreens Boots Alliance over here, which owns 8,300 drugstores across America, and let's put Athens over here. What impact does the situation in Athens have on Walgreens Boots Alliance? A 1% impact? I would say an immeasurable impact. And you can probably say that about most of the companies, if not all of the companies. No, not all of them, but almost all of them in the S&P 500. Yet, a little bit of a scare like Mr. Tsipras and Greece and the European Union and Angela Merkel and all the players involved, Mario Draghi, will drag down stocks in the S&P 500. So people, investors, become irrational during crises. And it's better to say, what impact will this have on bottom line earnings? That's what it all boils down to. Now let's take a look also at China. China's stock market is just irrational right now. China has made a lot of wrong moves, putting restrictions on trading and then loosening restrictions, trying to promote their markets, telling people to be patriotic by holding on to their Chinese stocks. Where does the truth lie? The truth lies in the bottom line earnings of the company and the bottom line growth of the economy and the bottom line growth. Now, can you trust the numbers that come out of China? That's another question. But according to the numbers, there's a heck of a lot of stocks in China that are trading at single-digit multiples. I mean, look them up for yourself, and they're growing at a lot faster pace than counterparts around the world. So where does the truth lie? Is it a bubble that should be avoided at all cost, or is there some good values to be had there? Now, when the sentiment and the valuations come together at the same time, which they're not right now, you only have one half of the equation coming together, then you have a good opportunity. But right now it's become irrational. But eventually, it will come back to the truth, which is bottom line earnings. That's why when a CEO, I just saw a CEO on CNBC, just now while I'm doing my show, I have CNBC on the background. Boy, they were running around like chickens with their heads cut off on Wednesday when the New York Stock Exchange, when they had a computer glitch for 2 hours. It really gave them something to do and they were all in a sweat and a hurry and breaking news this and breaking news that. The New York Stock Exchange says things will open in 9 minutes, and they had a countdown and everything. And you have to say to yourself, what impact will this have on bottom line earnings of the companies that make up the S&P 500? That's where the irrational part of the market comes in. Everything else is kind of fluff. It's kind of emotion. It's kind of sentiment. It's kind of behavior, human behavior, which almost always gets too excited on the upside and gets too scared on the downside. And the truth is somewhere in the middle. And the truth always comes back to bottom line numbers. That's why every week in my newsletter, everything leads to bottom line numbers. In fact, my market update, my target prices for the S&P 500 every week are in a section called Here's This Week's Bottom Line. Here's where the earnings were of the S&P in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, and next year. Let's connect the dots. Are they going higher? Are they leveling off? Are they rolling over and starting to go down? And you'll see that the market marches right along with those earnings. The truth is found in the bottom line numbers. Everything else is fluff. I'll be reporting again this week in my newsletter on the bottom line numbers, with a special report this week on the bottom line numbers of China. Where does the truth lie? You can get on my weekly newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about a little bit of rational money management, not irrational money management, don't be the guy that shorted the market and bought gold and was looking for inflation and a plunging dollar and lost his entire portfolio. You know, there may be a time for that style of investing. When the world changes, you've got to change with it. But right now, we've been in a bull market. We're in the sixth year, the 15th week. And how long can it continue? As long as the bottom line earnings of the market continue to rise. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to talk about money management by Gunderson Capital Management.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.